Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the pain,
the
pain,
the pain, the troubles come, just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.gracefewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at gracefewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. Tonight I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm at our radio broadcast tonight. We're blessed by God to have people all across the world, and we're certainly grateful for your weekly and consistent presence. Tonight I want to answer one question. Did the devil make you do it? Did the devil make you do it? Frequently, when we enter into trials and testing and temptations, we try to trace the origin of our dilemma, our problem, our issues, and our predicaments. And sometimes, if you're not careful, there will be a gray area between what God allows and what the devil is doing. And if you're not careful, that bit of ambiguity will sometimes bother you because you don't know the origin of the problem and why you are going through what you are going through. When you feel like you are tempted out of your mind, when you feel like you have so much on your plate, and I want to tap into your pressure, and I want to tap into your pain to let you know how good a God we serve. The Bible tells us in James chapter number 1 and verse number 13, because there are people that will say that maybe it's God just punishing me. Maybe it's God just allowing me to go through it. Maybe it's God just doing something to me for what I did 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Or maybe I just messed up and just God just wants to punish me. Can I tell you that James answers that question for us tonight? It also answers the question in terms of what happens in terms of the results when we do things. And the results, sometimes we try to blame it on the devil. Now watch this. In James 1:13, he says, "Let no one say when he is tempted." Don't open up your mouth and say, "When you are tempted, I am being tempted by God." So the first thing is, never verbally articulate that God is tempting you, because God does not tempt people with evil. God cannot even himself be tempted. Notice your Bible. "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone." So if God is never the origin of the evil to which you are tempted with, God is never the origin of the evil to which you have resulted in sin because you allowed yourself to fall victim to the enemy's tactics and the enemy's tricks. Notice the next verse here. And this is powerful because I want you to know the evolution, what I call the evolution of temptation. The evolution of temptation. I think it would be wise for me to tell you that before we even get into this, you need to know that you have five senses. That is touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sight. Touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sight. There's some foods that when you smell them and you see them, you want to touch them and you want to devour them because those foods are attractive to you. So what the devil does is the devil plays on our five senses. As a matter of fact, the devil is even a strategist in that he has watched you maneuver and move about your whole life. He has saw what things you have bitten on before in terms of the bait that he dangles in front of you. He knows what things push your buttons, what people push your buttons, and what issues make you do certain things. So what he does is provide the demonic influence. He provides the bait. And all he does, like a fisherman, is put the bait on the end of the hook, throw it out there, and he sees that you are hungry for something that you ought not do. So all he does is provide the bait. You're the one that goes and bites the hook. Lord have mercy. So there is an evolution of temptation. It is something that evolves when you are tempted. Temptation evolves. And when temptation evolves, the Bible clearly articulates that to us and how that happens. Notice the next verse, James chapter 1, and let's look at verse number 14. "But each one is tempted," notice this, "when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust." I need you to know that the word "carried away" is a phrase that simply means to be drawn out. Each one is tempted when he is drawn out. And the word "enticed" means lured. And then it says "by his own lust." The word "lust" means passionate longing. So let me read it for you again so you can understand what the words mean. "But each one is tempted when he is carried away," which means he's drawn out and lured, enticed by his own lust, passionate longing. So when a person is tempted, a person is carried away and enticed by what is in them, not God. So in one token, it is satisfying to know that God does not tempt us with evil. God allows us to go through some trials so that he can produce some good characteristics in us. like patience and endurance and all those kinds of things. But you need to know that God does not tempt people with evil. So notice the process here. When you are tempted and when you end up resulting that action in terms of sin, you are enticed by your own lust, your own passionate longing. Let me give you an example. Have you ever had some really good macaroni and cheese? And there is a woman at your church that just knows what she is doing. It almost seems like God put her on this earth just to cook macaroni and cheese. And everybody raves and goes on about this lady's macaroni and cheese. And when you come to the fellowship meal after the church service is over and we all get together and eat and you smell and see that macaroni and cheese, you forget about the fact that your blood pressure has been sky high. You forget about the fact that you had not exercised all week long. You forget about the fact that your doctor has told you you need not be eating those kinds of foods. But when you see it and somebody is smiling behind the macaroni and cheese and they're serving it with a big spoon and they ask for your plate and they ask you how much do you want, and you know that you should not have it, but you have a passionate longing for that food, so you are drawn out by it when you see it, and you are lured into placing it on your plate. But the devil never jumped on you, put that fork to your lips, and put that macaroni and cheese in your mouth, forced it down your throat, and the devil did not make you chew. You did that on your own, because when you were tempted by that macaroni and cheese, you were drawn out and carried away and lured by your own lust for it. And that is the process. So number one, we are carried away. Number two, when we are tempted, we are enticed or lured, which means that the devil sometimes will set some traps for you. He will lure you into evil. He will lure you into negativity, but he does not make you do anything. So temptation starts this way. We are carried away. Temptation also, secondly, means we are lured. Temptation also means that we lust is conceived in us. And I want you to see this in your Bible, James chapter 1, and I want you to look at verse number 15. Then it says, when lust, which means passionate longing, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. What does lust do? When lust has conceived, that simply means when lust has taken place, taken part with your desires, what happens? It gives birth to sin. Now sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So lust has to be conceived, and then it gives birth to sin. Then sin brings forth death. I thought of a good example that I could give you when I want you to see how this thing happens. Notice your Bible when you look at the evolution of temptation and how it starts by being carried away and lured, and when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin brings forth death. It is a evolution there. Genesis 39 and verse 7, I won't read all the verses tonight, but I'll paraphrase it for you. You remember when Joseph was placed into the pit by his brothers. You remember that. You remember when they sold him into Egyptian slavery. You remember when he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. I think in that particular narrative, I can make my point here tonight to help you see that it's not the devil that does it. The devil does not make us do it. It is when we have something in us that the devil can pull out and draw out and lure and entice. And then we end up doing the very sin when lust has been conceived that brings forth death. The Bible says in Genesis 39 and verse number 7, it came about after these events that his master's wife, talking about Joseph's master Potiphar, Potiphar's wife, notice this, looked with desire at Joseph. She said, lie with me. She was a very bold bold and brazen young woman, because she looked at Joseph after she had eyed him and desired him. And she said, Joseph, I don't have to go to no dates. You don't have to take me to Starbucks. You don't have to take me to the Cheesecake Factory. We don't have to go to no movie. Joseph, let's skip all the first 5 dates and just lie with me, Joseph. That's what it says in the Brian Jones version, the BJV, verse 8. But then it says, but he refused and said to his master's wife, behold, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God? So Joseph makes the great proclamation, I'm a child of God. My master is the one that is in charge of things here in this house. He placed me in charge of it, and you are his wife. You belong to me, and I look at sin as I don't commit sin against just your husband or you. I'm committing sin against God. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God? So Joseph viewed sin in the right way. He knew that he would be sinning against God, not just his fellow man or Potiphar's wife, but that did not stop Potiphar's wife, because she was aggressive. She saw what she wanted, and she believed that she wanted to get up. Notice verse number 10. And she spoke to Joseph day after day. On Sunday, after worship, Joseph, lie with me. On Monday night, after Passion for Christ radio broadcast, Joseph, lie with me. Tuesday, Joseph, you ready? Wednesday, Joseph, come on. Thursday, Joseph, you better come on in here. Friday, every day, Joseph, lie with me. She was persistent. Can I tell you that that's how the devil is? When you tell the devil no, the devil says, okay, I'll leave. I'll come find another opportune time, but he's coming back. So temptation is something that happens frequently. It just, you cannot rebuke temptation one time and think that temptation is going somewhere, because you need to know that the devil is consistent. And you know the story. She caught Joseph in the house, and Joseph ran, but she caught his garment and she lied on him, got Joseph put in prison, but then God elevated Joseph. So sin takes place when you are tempted and when you are carried away, lured by your own lust, your passionate longing. And then when lust has conceived, when lust has taken place, when the act of sin has happened, it brings forth sin. And then sin, once practiced consistently, brings forth death. So we need to know that you have to look within you and say, is it the devil, or is the devil simply providing the bait for me? And this, he jumps into this person, and they bother me and they frustrate me. And when I'm tempted to say something I ought not say, tempted to do something that I ought not do, tempted to have a type of attitude that I ought not have, is it just me that is allowing my own lust to do whatever it is that I desire to do that is within me? Is it me that is doing it? And can I tell you that if you're honest, you would conclude that it's not the devil. He's just providing the bait. He's the shop that you go to buy the worms before you go fishing. But all he does is use the bait to tempt us. But it's up to us to decide who is going to control us. Can I tell you, you have to be the master over your own body. And don't let anything master over your body. Don't let anything master over you. As a matter of fact, sin's job is to master over you. It is crouching at your door saying, come on and let me in. But you have to be strong and refuse it, because otherwise then you'll start saying things like, the devil made me do it, when the devil did not make you do it. All the devil did was play on your senses. And sometimes when you read the Bible, you'll read how David was looking at a woman named Bathsheba from the top of his roof who was bathing, and the Bible says he saw her. So what the devil uses is your five senses to try to distract you and to tempt you into something because he saw her. What happened with Potiphar's wife? She looked at Joseph. That's using optically her eyes to see him. So there's some things in your life that you need to know that you can improve on your behavior and stop blaming the devil for all of your issues and all of your problems. Just know that you did it and stop giving the devil credit for things that you did. Make up your mind to believe that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. The Holy Spirit that is in me is more powerful than any satanic, demonic attack that he can ever pose upon any child of God. We just have to believe that and know that we can control our bodies, control our minds, and do the best we can to control our behavior, even when we are tempted by the enemy. And I believe that even though Job said, even though he slay me, I will trust in him. And I just believe that God is able to bless you, even though you may have to withstand some temptations, even in the midst of your trials. God bless you real good tonight. Hope and pray that this transparent information has truly been a blessing and beneficial to your life. We'd love to pray for you. Don't stop saying the devil is busy. Stop saying the devil is doing this. Just start giving God praise and start saying how good your God is and how strong your God is. Because even when, though we live in some shaky times, we have a reliable God. Everybody say reliable God listening with me tonight. We have a reliable God, and because God is so reliable, we know we can trust in him, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:9 that God is faithful, through whom he called you into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord. God is so faithful. He is faithful to us even when we do not deserve someone to be faithful to us. And if God is faithful, Lord have mercy, we need to be faithful. Dial number one right now. We could pray for you if you have any questions or things that are on your heart that you want to elongate and share with us. Email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com. Make sure you tune in again next week to Passion for Christ. God bless you tonight. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones, Brother Mike Woods. Just thanking you for a wonderful message this evening. Praying for all the ministers that minister to the Church of Christ throughout our land and country and throughout the world. Pray for our elders. But continue prayer for our youth and our new converts. Thank you, Brother Jones.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate your encouragement. We'll certainly keep you and those people in prayer. Caller ending in 0114, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Joe. This is Sister Smith. Just want to thank you for that powerful lesson, and thank you for the scripture. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I ask a prayer for Brother Ware, to ask a prayer for myself, and just pray for the church as a whole. Thank you so much, my brother.
Sister Smith, it was so good seeing you yesterday in good spirits, and God is blessing you. We're so thankful for you. We'll certainly keep you and those people in prayer. Dial number one right now. If you do have a prayer request that is heavy on your heart tonight, we want to take it up to God, to the one that it can do something with it. We want to remind you to be on the Grace and Mercy prayer call tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a brief devotion so that we could impart some spiritual wisdom and truth into your life. As you go throughout the course of your day, make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube, Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson, South Carolina, we want to be that vehicle to provide spiritual nutrition for your life. We have sermons, singing, dating tips, all kinds of things there, just to help you because we're living in some shaky times. We thank all of you tonight who have chimed in. We have people all across the country. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our parents. Let's pray for our preachers. Let's pray for the leadership of these churches. And let's pray for one another. Paul says, pray without ceasing. Bow with me, please. Eternal God, Lord, we love you tonight. And we just want to, first of all, say thank you. You've answered so many of our prayers down through the years, and even now as we come to you in prayer, you already know what we need. You already know what we're going to ask for. But you're such a reliable God and a faithful God. We just thank you for the opportunity just to be able to pray to you and knowing that you have all power and that you created the heavens and the earth and the universe and all that is within it and mankind. We pray that you bless Brother Woods tonight and that you answer his prayer request and that you bless all those to whom he requested prayers for. Lord, we thank you tonight for Sister Smith as well, that you'll bless her and touch her body in a special way and bless her to be whole and healthy 100%. And Lord, we pray tonight for Brother Waring, who is dealing with some health challenges. You made his body. You know his body better than any doctor. We pray that you just touch him in a special way. Be with those who treat him so that he can regain his strength and do all the things that you have called him to do in ministry, and that you bless his wife as well and strengthen their family and strengthen their church congregation as well. Lord, we pray for every church of Christ throughout the world that you bless all of us. We want to grow. We want to keep and retain people, and we want to spread the gospel. Use us to your glory. And, Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey his best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms. Till the Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven, oh Lord, the water is red.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.